Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to his name.
Somebody say, I'm free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got the keys. Hallelujah. He said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. He loosed the shackles from your feet. Amen. Praise God. He has set us free on this day. Amen. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. Praise God to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air. Praise God with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad Jesus set you free? My God, I give him the glory this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. Praise God. Under the sound of my voice this morning, amen, I lift my hands to heaven, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory for you, you, and you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. Wherever your feet is planted, amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. You thought not robbery. Amen. To come on this line this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. With that said, praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, because we know that you are God and you are God alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Lord God, we ask that you open up our hearts, oh God, that the words, that you have given me, God, that them seeds, Lord God, will fall on fertile ground within our hearts, God, to take residence, Lord God, to bring forth great fruit in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come today, Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are having your way on this line this morning. God, take control, God, of the airways. Take control, God, of us this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for the knowledge. I pray for the understanding, oh God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, to rest, rule, and abide upon me this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I will bring forth your word with power and authority, Father God, breaking yokes, God, delivering, healing, God, whatever they need on this morning, Father God, I know that you have it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom. I thank you for the knowledge. I thank you for the understanding. I thank you for stirring up our gifts on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank and praise God this morning for what he is getting ready to speak to us this morning. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. God was speaking to me this morning about refining, refocusing. Amen. Praise God. And listen, people of God, God said this morning, amen, it's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait. Hear me in the spirit of the Lord. It's going to be worth it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be worth the wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory this morning. I'm coming from Isaiah. I have two scriptures that I'm going to speak of this morning. Amen. And I'm going to get into the word of the Lord as I have studied. Now, I pray that your hearts are open, that you're ready to receive the word of God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, oh Holy Ghost, with wings as eagles. Glory to his name. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We know the scriptures, amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:7. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you this morning. Amen. God has always, and we talked about this maybe last year sometimes, God always have a waiting room. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One of the hardest things we can do is to wait. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is one thing we probably hate more than anything else is waiting on God, waiting for him to manifest that what he have already spoken from the foundation of our lives. We hate to wait for traffic lights to turn green, especially when there is no one else on the road. You know what I'm talking about this morning, glory to God, or at least half a mile. We also hate waiting in line. I don't know about you, praise God, hallelujah, but when you go to the grocery store, praise God, and you see that line, praise God, it's only one or two cashiers that you're waiting and waiting and waiting. God is teaching us something. He's teaching us how to wait upon him. My God, I give him glory, especially when the line next to us is moving faster. But when we move over, it seems to slow down. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It seems, as soon as you move, praise God, it seems to slow down, and the line we were in now is going faster. I've seen that many times that I went to the store. Amen. Praise God. If I move out of that line, something happens when I move and go to the next line. It seems like, praise God, it will go faster, but glory to God, something gets held up. My God, I give him glory. Hallelujah. Waiting, waiting, waiting is not our forte. Amen. We see this especially in our society where fast food, remote controls, y'all know what I'm talking about. Microwave ovens are normal in this time, praise God, in reality of life. We didn't have those things, praise God, long time ago, praise God. The microwave, the fast food, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. All those things, amen, causes us in our minds to want to go faster, but it's when we're in the pain that the waiting becomes intolerable, whether that pain is emotional or physical. That's probably why we hate going to the doctor's office, because once we check in, we're told to wait in one place, and we hate to be there. We hate to wait. Glory to God. Glory to God. It seems like sometimes, praise God, somebody else's case is more urgent than ours. Amen. Praise God. But how many know, praise God, that that urgent case that you have right now, praise God, God is there. He is preparing it for you, praise God, hallelujah. But some things are going to cause you to wait upon the Lord. Ah, glory to God. I think it's safe to say that the waiting room, the waiting room, the waiting room is one of the most dreaded places on planet Earth. Amen, praise God. Here we are in trouble and in pain, and we're told to wait. And we know it's going to be a pretty long wait, because any place that has couches, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, stacks of magazines, TV to set to turn on, the soap operas or whatever, amen, praise God, we know that we are in a long haul. But here, glory to God, is something about waiting on God. Somebody say, when I wait on God, I will read his word, I will pray, glory to God, I will worship him. And that's when waiting seems to, glory to God, to speed up a little further. My God, I give him glory. We don't do well at waiting. Glory to God, my sin in the Lord, my fear, which is often the case when it's God we're waiting upon. Our Holy Spirit, have your way. What happens is that God gives us a promise, but when it doesn't come to pass in our time frame, instead of waiting patiently, we try to speed up the process. Oh, manipulation. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give him glory. And when it fails to produce and desires, amen, results, we then start to negotiate the process with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, glory to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, if you do this for me, then I'll go to church and I'll read the Bible. Praise God. Notice the vagueness of these promises we are making. We leave out going to church every week. We leave out reading our Bible every day. And the reason is because we're holding that out until later or when further negotiation is needed. How many pick up our Bibles, glory to God, to hear what the Lord is saying to us day by day, praise God, they're the Messiah. Some of us, amen, praise God, and left the Bible on the other side and got everything else out. Yes, Holy Spirit, to feed our spirit, praise God, but we need the Word of God, oh, glory to God, to quicken us in our waiting, and then we get to the age-old question. If God could create in the world in 6 days, then why can't he take care of our problems a whole lot sooner? Glory to God. This morning, praise God, God was dealing with me. Amen. Praise God. Just sitting still about the waiting. Why does God make us wait months if they're not years when he could do it immediately? The answer lies in that he is God and we are not. Come on here. Can I say it one more time? The answer lies in that he is God and we are not. If God is going to grow us into what he has called us to be, then he has to heal us. Come on. Heal us of one thing we don't want to be healed of, and that's our independence. That independence has seemed to take over in the body of Christ. We want to do it our way instead of putting everything in the hands of God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, glory to God, glory to God. Put it in the hands of God. We do not walk independent, people of God. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that directs our steps. To do this is place us in his waiting room, is to learn patience and to receive strength to face whatever lies ahead. Can I say that one more time? My God, I give you glory. To do this is place us in his waiting room. My God, I say thank you. To learn patience and to receive strength to face whatever lies ahead. See, there's some things that lies ahead that we cannot see. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Jesus, which is something only he knows. God knows what's down the road for us. He knows when he put us in a halted moment. He knows, praise God, when he put us in a hub. Throughout the Bible, we see those who have great faith go through the very same process. It's going to take us to have a process of getting the promise. Ah, glory to God. You will receive the promise, but there's a process of getting to the promise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, I give him glory. I give him glory. I give him glory. I give him glory. And then we see the promise through waiting upon the Lord. Look at Joseph's life. Look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. He had to wait. He had to wait. The Lord gave to Joseph a dream of greatness. Who I'm talking to this morning, praise God, by sin and name of Huda Messiah, other than myself this morning. Amen. Praise God. The Lord gave Joseph a dream of greatness, but instead of holding them in his heart, he blabbed them to his family. In these dreams, this whole family would honor him by bowing before him. Well, this didn't sit well with his family, especially see his brothers, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, seeing their chance to get rid of this dreamer and the father's little pet, come on, his pet, glory to God, they sold him to the slave trader who was passing through. Joseph ended up in Egypt as a slave and then later as a prisoner. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, glory to God. God did not tell us how we was going to get the promise. My God, I give you glory. From the foundation, praise God. From the time that you was born, praise God, you was walking through a process. My God, I give him glory. See, Joseph, praise God, he was a slave and then became a prisoner. While he was a prisoner, the Lord gave Pharaoh a dream. And with his gift of interpretation, Joseph correctly interpreted. Who is God processing right now? My God, I say thank you. He then rose to the second highest position in Egypt, if not the world. See here, a famine came just as he predicted. See, God has already gave him a glimpse of his future. How many here, praise God, that God has given you a glimpse of your future? Things are going well right now. My God, I give you glory. We saw his brother come to Egypt to buy food, all bowing before him. First dream fulfilled. Come on, Holy Ghost. Next, Joseph had them bring their father and the family to Egypt where they could live and escape from famine. See, God was already preparing through the process of helping somebody else. Glory to God. Even though Joseph was the one that was going to be the one, glory to God, glory to God, the one they called the Pepe, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But God used him for his own family. See, you don't know what God is doing in your life, praise God. You could be that one, that promised child to bring your family out of bondage. My God, I give you glory. Don't despise the process. Don't despise the waiting. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. Here, next, Joseph had them bring daddy, come on, and family to Egypt where they could live and escape from the famine. Upon seeing Joseph, his father Jacob bowed before him. His own father bowed before him. Thank you, Jesus. And the second dream came to reality. See, there is some things, amen, that God has already has in place for you. Glory to God. But it's going to cause you to wait a minute. It's going to cause you to halt a minute. Ah, my God, I give you glory. You might not understand what's going on right now, praise God. But I hear the Spirit of God says, by and by you will understand the promises that I promised you from the foundation of the world. Some things you don't even know, some blessings I have for you that you have not even tapped into yet, praise God, because it's called the process. If I gave it to you now, praise the Messiah, you might mess it up. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Joseph waited, putting his complete trust in the Lord. See, it's called the trust in the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody out, hear me. Oh, that about standard of Osiah. Trust in the Lord. And while things look hopeless as a slave and a prisoner, see, sometimes God put us in position and places that it would look hopeless and don't seem like you're coming out of it. Just like the song says, amen, praise God. I'm free, free at last. The shackles, no more shackles holding me. My God, I say thank you. God promises were fulfilled. Come on, somebody, God promises will be fulfilled in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I hear the spirit of the living God. He says, we got to keep focused. We got to trust him. Praise God. We got to get in divine order. We got to get in prayer position. We got to get in that posture of waiting, the posture of deliverance, the posture of healing, the posture, amen, praise God, of making us new, praise God. There is a posture that God puts us in, that humbles us to wait on him, that humbles us to get ourselves right, that humbles us to get this sin out of our lives. Oh, glory to God. There's a posture, people of God. My God, I say thank you. And as soon as we get in the posture that God wants us in, he will move us to the next level in life. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Moses in like matter had to wait on the Lord. Joseph had to wait. Moses had to wait. Finding out his Jewish heritage while being raised as the son to Pharaoh's daughter. Moses didn't wait for God's timing to deliver his people. So Moses, come on, Holy Ghost, took matters into his own hands and killed an Egyptian who had brutally beaten a fellow Jew. But listen, people of God, but his crime was found out, and fearing of his life, he ran into the wilderness, to the country of Midian. There he got married, watched over his father-in-law's flock, and raised a family for 40 years, people of God. See, the thing is now, praise God, that's what the Lord says earlier. Everybody want a microwave blessing. But sometimes a microwave blessing cause you not to stand in the time that God needs you to stand. So Moses, 40 years, can you imagine God molding, shaping him, praise God, into the person that he wanted him to be? My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. Moses went, praise God, to being that one, praise God. When he walked into the room, everybody looked up to him. But when, glory to God, when things happened, God humbled his spirit, took him to Midian, had him to serve as a shepherd. All y'all talk to me today, praise God. I'm talking to somebody, praise God, that's been up on the top, praise God. But God took him into the hub. God took him into a place of learning. God took him into a place of teaching. God took him into that one place, amen, that he could get his attention. But when the time was right and his skills were set as a shepherd, fully on, oh, come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you. God called Moses out of the wilderness. Who is God calling out of the wilderness? My God, I say thank you. And back to Egypt to be his instrument to deliver the Jewish nation out of captivity. See, that's the Messiah. That's what God does. Amen. Praise God. God, yes, Holy Spirit. It's how we get nurtured. It's how we get built up. It's how we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. It's how we put ourselves in posture. My God, I say thank you. God sends him back. Oh, my God, I say thank you. To bring them out into the promised land. Moses had to wait. And in his waiting, he learned how to lead, come on, and to manage sheep so that he would be the leader and the shepherd of God's flock. Oh, my soul, what are you learning, glory to God, in the posture that you're in right now? My God, I say thank you. Are you learning to wait upon him? Glory to God. I don't know about you, praise God, but I don't want a microwave blessing. I want something that's going to last forever. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, put yourself in the posture that God can have his way in your life. Ah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Look at Paul's life. See, we went to Joseph, we went to Moses. All of them had to wait upon the Lord. So who do we think we are, praise God, that we can't wait on God? God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside. Paul was a Pharisee who knew God's law inside and out. Paul was very zealous. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, for what he thought was God's will by putting into prison and to death those who were followers of Jesus. But on his way to Damascus, anybody ready for Damascus experience? I'm ready for my Damascus spirit, praise God, by sitting there beside you. I'm ready for the encounter with God. I'm ready for God to put me in a posture that he wants me in. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But on the way to Damascus, here, Jesus, here come Jesus. Here come Jesus, glory to God, in a blinding light, met him, come on, and charged his life forever. In the process, see, hear me in the Holy Ghost. In the process, Jesus gave Paul a vision of a man named Ananias, one of Jesus' disciples. My God, I say thank you. Don't we got a God, amen, that can do supernatural things, amen? He gives him a vision of another man, the disciple, glory to God, who will come and heal him. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Jesus told Ananias that Paul was a chosen vessel to share the gospel to the Gentiles. Oh, we are in that place, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God can talk to us. Isn't that quiet place? Isn't that place, amen, that your spirit, that moment, that your mind is free of all the things that's holding you in bondage, that God is getting ready to loose in the name of Jesus, which Ananias probably, because he's a chosen vessel, amen. Jesus told Ananias that Paul was a chosen vessel to share the gospel to the Gentiles, which Ananias probably relayed to Paul. Immediately, the Bible says, immediately Paul started preaching Jesus as the Son of God in the synagogue. This caused the Jews great distress, and so they tried to kill him. Even while you're carrying the word of God, people of God, you're going to have opposition. You're going to have people that come up against you. They're going to call you holy roly. Come on, somebody, but I'd rather them call me holy moly, praise God, and get the blessings of God. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Jesus. Paul escaped and went to Arabia to hear directly from the Lord. Who's going to the mountain to hear from God for the next step? See, we pray, praise God, and we do these quick inclement prayers, amen, praise God. But there's a time, amen, praise God, that you got to steal away with the Lord Jesus Christ to get direction from him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. After 3 years, see, the Bible says after 3 years, he went to Jerusalem to try again, but was met with adversity. Even though he went away, praise God, he was met with adversity when he came back. That lets him know, praise God, whatever information that he got on the place where God sent him, where Jesus sent him, praise God, is so important. When you're coming up against opposition, my God, I say thank you. That means, praise God, there's something that you know, something that you hit, come on, Holy Ghost, that the enemy don't like. My God, I say thank you. So here. He was met with adversity. And so they shipped him off to no man's land, Tarsus, there to take up the trade of making tents while learning about God's grace and mercy. See, he was learning something. He was working, but he was learning. Glory to God. After waiting and bidding his time, Barnabas came and brought Paul to Antioch, where his ministry to the Gentiles began. But while waiting in both Arabia and Tarsus, God was grooming him to be his mouthpiece. My sequoia bastanda. Glory to his name. Each of these three and others tried to minister in their own way and in their own strength, but failed. But when they took time in God's waiting room, they were healed, refined, and refocused. Healed, refined, and refocused. Healed, refined, refocused. Is God speaking to us today? There's some healing that needs to be done. I'm still yet refining and shaving off all the old to bring in the new. I am refocusing you, from the cares of the world. There is a healing in God's waiting room. Waiting renews our strength and our faith. This is brought out beautifully through the prophet Isaiah. He said, amen, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as like eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Waiting is God's way to refill our physical emotion, our spiritual gas tank. Come on, I'm going to say it like that today. Our spiritual gas tank with strength and faith to face the day and challenges that are before us. And that's what's happening, people of God. There is many people that's running on low gas. That's why the care of the world is twinkling in. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. You have not filled up, praise God. That's why things are happening that would not usually happen in your life, because you need a refilling, praise God. That's the word of God, the spirit of God. Don't run on an empty tank, my God, I give you glory. Who's in God's waiting room right now? You're waiting on God for the next level. You're waiting on God for the next place in life. You're waiting on God for a lifted, but I'm in prayer posture. I'm in God's posture right now. Even if we only have enough strength to walk and no more, it will be enough, because God will give us strength to endure. See, there are some times in our lives that we're going to need to endure some things. There's going to be some times in our life, amen, praise God, what we used to do, praise God, by standing in the name of my won't bother us no more, because now we have strength to overcome every obstacle. We have strength to come to strongholds of life. We have strength now, glory to God, to dwell in the presence of God. And if we have spend our energy having to run this race called life, we grow not weary, we stumble, we fall, praise God, hallelujah. But even beyond all that, when we wait upon the Lord, God will allow us to do things we never thought was possible as we mount up on wings of eagles, as God's strength will carry us to the new height and possibility. There are some heights that God wants us to get, people of God. Oh, my sequoia, my sequoia, my sequoia. There's a place that God wants us to go, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, that you won't get, praise God, until you halt in his waiting room. We don't want to manipulate that waiting room, praise God. We don't want, praise God, to go before the Lord, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We want the angels of the Lord to go before us to make the places straight for us. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Who is God is getting ready to bless today? My God, I say thank you. That's going to cause you to refocus. Amen, praise God. See, glory to God, glory to God. Some people, glory to God, we're still trying. You know, God gave on this week. I just want to share it with your people of God. God asked me a question. He said, glory to God, glory to God. If I gave you all those things, amen, praise God, and you stored up all those things, amen, he asked me a question. He said, what is going to prosper? What is going to prosper you? Because glory to God, when you leave this earth, you can't take that stuff with you. What would you rather have? You rather have me or the things? Amen. Praise God. I say glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Praise God. But you want to pack off all the things of the earth. We want the spiritual blessing where we can last a little longer, that we can make it in. Praise God. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. See, God is going to do what he say he's going to do, but you got to trust him in the process. When you're in a halt minute, that means that God is working out something great for you. I must stay quoted about that. You don't have to go to the boss. I must stay quoted about that because your day quoted about that. Because I hear the Spirit of God says, the same way I spoke to Pharaoh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. For Joseph, my God, I say thank you. I will speak to them, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We're the place that you need favor in. I will speak to them, saith the Lord thy God. I am the one that's orchestrating your steps. I am the one that's doing things in your life. I am the one that's opening doors. I am the one that's healing. I am the one that's delivering. I am the one that's making free, saith the Lord thy God. It is the Lord thy God, and it's in your posture that you're waiting for God to move. He will move in a sudden matter, saith the Lord thy God. Things are happening in the realm of the spirit. So shall it be done on earth, saith the Lord thy God. It shall be done, because I promised it, Abu Sai. From the foundation of the world, I said it. Amen. Praise God. And so shall it be. I have done that. Say so over everything. Go on to a strong people of God. I will be right back. Praise God. Let us meditate on that. Praise God. God's waiting room. I'm in the right posture. Glory to God. I'm waiting on God. I'm just going to sit here and wait. I'm going to pray. I'm going to praise. I'm going to fast. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm not going to seek the world things. Amen. Praise God, because they have no value. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But the Spirit of the living God will last. The Word will last. The Word will stand forever. In the name of Jesus, my God, I say thank you.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win. When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure,
when you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out,
when you get that unfavorable diagnosis,
this is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Let Shane tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm Love. The Spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are surrounded, people of God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank God for that song because, yes, we are surrounded by the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm asking a question. I hear people saying that they cannot hear me. Praise God. Are y'all hearing me out there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I got a lot of y'all online, but I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Matthew McNeil, can you hear me out there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me? Somebody answer me, please. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this morning. Glory to God. Considering Abraham for a moment. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Talk about renewed strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about renewed strength and faith. He's 75 years old with no kids to carry on his legacy. Both he and Sarah, his wife, are well beyond the child reproduction age. But God, somebody say, but God, but God, but God promised Abraham a son. And 25 years later, Isaac was born. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's what I call renewed strength, praise God. But even more in the wait, his faith was renewed. Can you talk to me this morning? Amen, praise God. Who, contrary to hope this morning, hey, glory to God, in hope, believe the Lord Jesus Christ, my God. God, I say thank you, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Come on, Holy Ghost. He says he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. My God, as I'm talking to somebody this morning, somebody got hit with unbelief. But I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus that faith is coming to your home. Faith is coming to your life. My God, I say thank you. But was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. The Bible says it is in God's waiting room that the Lord brings in his healing, touch renewing our strength and faith, giving us strength and faith beyond ourselves, beyond our natural abilities, knowing that all things are possible with God. Somebody say it with me this morning. All things are possible with God. Refine, refine, refine. God says, glory to God, I'm refining my people. Yes, Holy Ghost, in that waiting room, precious metal like gold and silver are refined by heating them up. Yes, Holy Ghost. And the longer they remain in the fire, the more refined and pure they become. This is what it means to wait. Waiting isn't something that happens in our lives when nothing is going on. My God, I say thank you. Usually it is during the times of great trials and tribulations. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Anybody talking to me this morning, praise God. Anybody hearing me this morning, praise God. We don't want the trials. We don't want the tribulations. We don't want to walk by faith and not by sight. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Faith is what you don't see. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Apostle Peter brings out the process in his father's letter, saying that while these trials may have been going on for some time, they have a purpose. Your trials have a purpose, and that is to refine our character. If you're still lying, it's not refined yet. If you're still dipping and dabbing, it's not refined yet. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You're still staggering the fence, it's not refined yet. You're still in the waiting room. Praise the Holy God. The genuine genuineness of our faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and to glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. My God, I say thank you. The genuine, yes, Holy Ghost, of your faith being more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, God is saying again, may be found to praise. Come on, somebody say praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's Peter, glory to God, is speaking, amen. The Apostle Peter, glory to God. He knows about trials and tribulations. One of our character traits that is enhanced is patience. We need patience, people of God. Always need patience. My God, I say thank you. Thinking about this in relationship or waiting room seems appropriate. Glory to God. It is a doctor's waiting room that we learn patience. Yes, Holy Ghost. Are you in doctor's waiting room? Praise God. Are you in Jesus' waiting room? Praise God. Because when we enter into Jesus' doctor's office, we become patient. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In Paul's letter into Romans, the church, he talks about how our character is developed through patience, perseverance in times of trouble and distress. We also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. My God, I say thank you. There's a formula to everything that God has. My God, I say thank you. Somebody say it's a formula, it's a formula, it's a formula. It's a formula, people of God. In the same way, waiting through the difficult times refines us. Waiting through the, oh yes, Holy Ghost. Waiting through the difficult times refines us. Something that God is not, God, it's not glory to God finished with. It's something that sometimes God is not pleased with. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. It's one or the other. My God, I say thank you. It refines our character where we come out looking more like Jesus and less like ourselves. Have you died to yourself yet? Praise God. Is your feeling still rising up? Praise God. Are things still happening? Praise God that you say, Lord, take me back to the altar, God, because I didn't get it the first time. Praise God. God, I'm still lying, God. I'm still deceiving, God. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. There is some things, praise God, that we have to go back to the altar for. And it's God's waiting room that our character is refined. Here we're going to talk about refocus, as mentioned earlier, when we feel like we've waited long enough, my God, I say thank you. We tend to start scheming and manipulating, trying to get our way with God and telling God how we want it done. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. But God knows what's best for our lives, and his purpose will ultimately prevail. His purpose will ultimately prevail, people of God. This is brought out rather well by Solomon in Proverbs 19 and 21. Glory to God. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord counsels that will stand. Glory to God. Glory to God. We got our own plans. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I'd rather have the counsel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What happens in God's waiting room is that the Lord gets us refocused on what is really important. What is really important to you, praise God? I must say, what is the most important things to you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't try to impress people. Oh my God, I give you glory. Try to impress God and let God do his thing in your life. And what most important is our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard a preacher said our willingness to wait reveals the value we place on the object we're waiting for. Glory to God. Let me say that one more time. My God, I love it. Our willingness to wait reveals that the value we place on the object we are waiting for. And so we need to get ourselves focused upon the Lord and less focused on ourselves. We need to be less gold and material focused and more focused on the things of God and his plans and his purpose for our lives. We got it messed up, praise the Lord. The world brought in all the things, amen, praise God. And we ask God, God, where is the anointing that was once before, praise God? God said, because y'all, praise God, you want to watch TV do this, that, and the Messiah. You want to go here, praise God. There's nothing wrong with having a balanced people of God. You're supposed to have a balance. But the thing God is telling me today, he said, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when you seek me, praise God, everything I ever had for you will come to you, saith the Lord thy God. You don't have to seek out things. Glory to God, the things will seek you out. You don't have to chase money. The money will chase you. Come on, Holy Ghost. If we are then to wait upon the Lord, how are we to go about doing it? Trust in the Lord. My God, I say thank you. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in human. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. God gave us that word. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. The Bible says, glory to God, glory to God. In Psalms 118:8, praise God. Joseph trusted in the Lord, even though he went through hell over high waters, first being a slave and then being a prisoner, but his first trust in the Lord never wavered, people of God, and it was rewarded while in prison. And as a slave, it says that God showed Joseph mercy. My God, I say thank you, and gave him favor, making whatever he did to prosper. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. I got any Joseph out there, praise God, by sending them a seer that you're going through still, praise God, but God is still yet blessing you, praise God. The favor and the mercy is still upon you, praise God, by sending them a Messiah. Don't mess it up, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Genesis 39:21-23, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, come on, Holy Ghost, and gave him favor in the sight of the keepers of the prison. My God, I say thank you. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all that the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever he did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looking that was under his hands, because the Lord was with him. The Lord is with you. Come on, Holy Ghost. Stay in the posture that God wants you in. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. And that's why I say glory to God. God can prosper you right there where you at. Moses also trusted the Lord. And even though the Lord withheld him from going into the promised land, through Moses, the Lord gave Joshua and the people the promise. God held on to his word. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, he said. For the Lord your God, he is one who goes with you. He goes with you. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. He goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. My God, I say thank you. Look at Paul. And Paul trusted God to give him the strength to carry on, knowing that he could do all things through Christ who gave him strength. My God, I give you glory. While we are in God's waiting room, we need to trust that God knows what's best, and that he will not only give us strength to handle what lies ahead, but that he will give us all we need, praise God, along the way. Serving God, people. The one thing that many people miss in waiting process is the verb waiting. It's passive. Instead of waiting in an active verb, praise God, it's just as we are active. Trust God in his timing. Trust God in his timing. Trust God in his timing. You don't have to beg, borrow, steal. Trust God in his promises. God in Messiah. God have a timing for everything. We are also being serving him while we're waiting. Serve him while we're waiting. What do you need to do for God? Serve while you're waiting. If we want to see what is waiting and waiting looks like as we regard and serve, we need to go into the restaurant and look at those people who serve us food. They call waiters. Amen. Praise God. They don't wait for us to serve them. Rather, they serve us. Come on, Holy Ghost. They wait by serving. We wait upon the Lord by serving him, by serving us. Others in his name. In judgment to come, Jesus tells us that it's in our service to others that he will bless. Come on, Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord today. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 34:20 that Jesus said, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And they asked, when did they do all these things? And Jesus said, insomuch as you did it to one of my least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So when you are doing these things, people of God, you are actually doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we wait upon the Lord, let's get busy serving him by serving others in his name. Believing God has given to us a great and precious promise, not only to live an abundant life here, but also eternal life in heaven with him. This is what we must always keep in the forefront of our thoughts, in that while we spend considerable time in God's waiting room, he is using that time to work his will and way in our lives and in the lives of others. This is something we must believe with our whole heart. If we ever want to move beyond our present circumstances into the promises of God, the Lord is not smack concerning his promise, as some count smackness, but is long-suffering to us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. My conclusion today, we will find ourselves in God's waiting room. Let not try to change lanes, come on, and not change minds, but rather let's wait with patient endurance, knowing that God is healing, refining, refocusing our lives. So let's trust God, trust the process, and continue to believe while serving him and by serving others. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. When you pass through the waters, he said, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Come on, Holy Ghost. The Bible says also, shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the divider, asunder soul, the spirit, joint and marrow, discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, people of God, you got to know that God is with you. It is the spirit that goes, that gives life. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is no help to at all. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Come on, Holy Ghost. So we thank and praise God today. Praise God, hallelujah, for what he has said to us today. I know that I am out of time, my God. I say thank you, Jesus. I pray that you got something out of the word today. Praise God. God did not forget about you. Stay in the posture that God has you in. My God, I say thank you. Look to the hills with coming your help. Your help is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows your address. He knows where you're at. He knows, praise God, your ups and downs. He knows you're coming and you're going. He knows all about you, praise God. He is not a God that slumbers nor sleep. Yes, Holy Ghost. He is already woken, praise God. My God, I give you glory. He's already guiding you with his eyes. He's already lit the torch to keep the fire burning on the inside. Praise the Lord. People of God, lift up your heads. Because God is with you. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God on this Sunday morning. Amen. For his service this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God for his word that went forward this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you got something out the word today. Praise God. I pray that the seed that God has given us, amen, to sow within your heart, to resonance and begin to sprout and to begin to build and begin to prosper and begin to glory to God, bring a big harvest of Abosaya, of abundance. is in the spirit realm as well as in the natural. I thank God for you, and you, and I thank you for allowing me to come into your home, wherever you may be standing, wherever you may be at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I bless God for the word of God this morning. I bless God for all things great and small this morning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. Don't forget on Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m. Praise God. Pastor Ilona Waters will be on True Vine International Ministry at 6 p.m. Praise God. Here, Brobo, sending them before you by fear. She will be on. Praise God. Prayer line is back up and running. Praise God. Hallelujah. Join me on Wednesday morning. Amen. Praise God. If you don't know how, praise God, if you've been on here for the first time, you may call me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. 302-883-9799. Amen. Let me say that one more time. 302-883-9799. People of God, I pray that you was blessed. Amen. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. You want to sow your Sunday morning offering. Amen. Praise God. If you don't know how to do it, amen, I can send you how to send your tithes and your offering in. Praise God. So we thank you, praise God, for this day. We thank you, praise God, for life, health, and strength. I thank God that God is sending a healing to wherever you at right now. Praise God, because distance is not a barrier, people of God. My God, I say thank you. This is the first Sunday of the month. The presence of God will go with you. Hallelujah. And your household. I pray the presence of God will manifest whatever plans God has for you. I declare today that heaven and earth will release it now in the name of Jesus. Because why? For God says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Your plans of happiness, peace, your career, your finances will be released in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation you find yourself in, praise God, may it work itself into the perfect plan of God. Hallelujah. You're next to testify. I say it in the name of the Jesus and the authority that God has given to me in Jesus' name. So let us pray, people of God. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just ask, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless each and every one on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, a manifold blessing be upon them, God. Uncommon blessing, unmerited blessings be upon them, God, and their family, Father God. Keep us safe, Lord God, in your arms, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I even pray, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, for the people that died in Sacramento, Father God, in the shooting rampage this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for their families. I pray, Lord God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, that you will move by your mighty power, God, even on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you still reign, God, in the earth, Father God, and you're able, God, to do exactly what you said you want to do, Father God. I ask that you cleanse the air, Father God, from all the COVID that's coming back, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can blow it away, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be obedient in this season, Lord God. Help us to stay in prayer posture, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in all our ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are prospering your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, now have your way in lives. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our glory, 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 glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, with exceeding joy, glory to God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday and a week ahead. God bless you all. Have a good day. I'll leave you with a song.
Oh, yeah. We want to see things for the way they really are. Open our eyes.
Open the eyes. Eyes of my heart, I want to see.
Yeshua.